Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes. Zak the Mishnah. Mona Adam es Orchav ve es Parparosav mipiv avalom en aksav. A person can count his guests and his food from memory, but not by reading from a list. So my time, Gemara asks, why can't you read from a list on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yomar Gzeira Shami Yimchak. Rabbi says the concern is that you may come to erase something from the list. Abaye Yomar Gzeira Shami Yikra Bishtari Adiotos. The concern is that you may come to read from regular documents on Shabbos. My Benayu, so the Mainaf Kamina between the reasons of Abibi and Abaye, of Rabbi Bibi and Abaye, Ikabinayu, the cause of Akosal Midli. Nafkamina is if you write it high up on a wall where there's no concern that you're going to come to erase it, but the concern that you may come to read from Shtari Adiotos is certainly valid. So even though we find that the Isser to read by the light of a candle applies even when the candle cannot be reached, and there should be no reason to be concerned that it will be extinguished, some Tanaim disagree with that chumra and would hold that when something's out of reach, we can be lenient. We find a similar machlokas about maintaining a gezeri even when the Isser would be impossible to do with regard to using a metal mirror that's attached to a wall in Shabbos. Normally using a metal mirror is also because we're concerned that you'll use the sharp edge to cut dangling hairs. If it's attached to the wall, it's not practical to use an edge of the mirror to trim a hair, but the Tanakhama still doesn't allow using it, while Rameir does allow it. Another suggested nafkamina, which the Gemara ultimately rejects, is if the writing is on a wall. Since nobody would confuse writing on a wall for a regular document, you don't have to worry about Shtari Adiotos, but you do have to worry about the concern of Shema Yimchok. A third nafkamina, which the Gemara also ultimately rejects, is when the writing is engraved on a tablet, so it cannot be erased. No concern of Shema Yimchok, yes concern of Shtari Adiotos. Tan Rabbanu, Kosav HaMahalich Tachas Hatzura V'Tachas HaDiuknaos, Asa L'Krosa B'Shabbos. Bryce teaches that it's Asa to read captions under pictures and artwork on Shabbos, V'Diuknaos Ma'af B'Chol Asa L'Stakelba. It's Asa to look at artwork even during the week for fear that it will lead one to follow idols. Mephis Adam in Bada B'nei Beso, Ala Shulchan B'Vachle Yischavin Lassos Mona Gedola K'neged Mona Katana. Person is allowed to cast lots with his family to divide food at the table, provided that the portions are all the same size. The Gemara deduces from the Mishnah that casting lots with other people from outside the family may lead them to measure or weigh the food to make sure that they're getting a fair portion or to borrow or pay back on Shabbos. So Gemara concludes that a person is actually permitted to cast lots on uneven sized pieces with his family members to get them a taste of how ribbis works, of how challenging ribbis is and how much it hurts. Raffling off uneven amounts with non-family members is even usher during the week because kuvya, it's a violation of gambling. So the Mishnah said that the Kohanim can cast lots over Karbonos and Yantif. Rabbi Yaakov Breid de Bas Yaakov explains this means that they can't cast lots for weekday Karbonos and Yantif, even though Kohanim can be very prone to disagreements. Once we mention one statement of Rabbi Yaakov Breid de Bas Yaakov, the Gemara mentions another statement of his, and that is Kol Shechaver Nenu Shal Yadavein Machnis Nosol B'Mikhasas Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody whose friend is punished because of him is not brought into Hashem's Mechitza. The Gemara suggests three possible sources for this idea. First, the spirit of Navos, who Achav had killed in order to get his vineyard, caused the death of Achav and was therefore told Tsemi Mechitzasi to leave Hashem's domain, and the Gemara rejects that source because the spirit of Navos may have been punished for becoming a conduit for lies of Achav's prophets, and not for having Achav punished on his account. Second source, the Gemara suggests, that Tzidkiyo is referred to as an Arel because Nebuchadnezzar was punished with the shame of an elongated foreskin on his account. The Gemara rejects that source, since the Pasuk is probably not talking about Tzidkiyo at all, but about Nebuchadnezzar, because Tzidkiyo had no other choice but to prevent Nebuchadnezzar from attacking him. The final source the Gemara suggests is the Pasuk, Gam Enosh Letzadik Lo Tov, teaches that somebody who causes others to be punished is defined as Ra, and those who are Ra are not permitted in Hashem's Mechitza. Since the Mishnah refers to lots as Chaloshim, the Gemara teaches seven different things about Nebuchadnezzar, the first of which is an interpretation of a pasuk that refers to Cholesh as Lot. So that leads us to all seven of the things that we're going to say about Nebuchadnezzar. So number one, we say that Hayimatu Pura Gedolim Alchus Leide Eze Ben Yom Shel Mishkav Zachar, he would cast lots to decide which captured king he would sodomize each day, and when Nebuchadnezzar died, the kings of other nations were able to rest from sodomy. Second is Kol Yom Shalosa Rosha Lanimsa Schok Pepe Kol Bria. So long as he was alive, nobody laughed. Third, Asalam Beso Shalosa Rosha, you're not allowed to stand in his house. Fourth, when Nebuchadnezzar tried to sodomize Tzidkiyo, his foreskin stretched 300 amos and went around all of the kings that were there, as indicated by the gematria of Orel, which is 300. Fifth, when he first went down to Gehenim, the others that were already there trembled because they thought he was coming to rule over them, until Abascal told him to take his rightful place amongst them. Sixth, Nebuchadnezzar's Bavel used to tax its empire excessively. And seventh, Rechav al Ari Zachar v'kasher tanin l'rosho. He rode on a male lion and tied a snake to its head. And that's Shabbos Tavkuf Memtes.